The reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 46. And it's entitled Mary's Song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. But he has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
Thank you, Margaret. Lord, I ask that you'll enable me to deliver your message in a way in which people can understand and receive, and which is pleasing to you. Amen. This is not a true story, but it helps to get us into the talk. A vicar and a taxi driver had arrived at the gates of heaven at the same time. And this self-righteous vicar had no doubt that he would be warmly welcomed in view of his 30 years of service. But that taxi driver, no chance. He hardly ever came to church, and he's a dreadful driver, should never have been allowed on the road. So imagine the vicar's surprise and dismay when he was turned away, but the taxi driver was warmly welcomed. So, of course, he appealed against the decision, thought, well, this is not right, what's the matter? And they said, well, up here we go by results. We consider how successful you were during your time down on earth at encouraging people to have faith and turn to God. When you were faithfully preaching your sermons, your congregation went to sleep. But when this man was recklessly driving his taxi, he prayed. The passengers prayed. So what drives us to prayer? Today, as we approach Christmas, I think it is appropriate that we consider the example of Mary and what drove her to prayer and praise. Now, if we look at the background and context, which are the earlier verses in the chapter, but I always try not to give the reader too long a reading. So if we look at the earlier verses, we'll get into context. We have the account of Elizabeth being told that she was going to be pregnant in her old age. The angel visits Mary to tell her that Elizabeth had become pregnant, and first told her that God had chosen her to be the mother of Jesus. Now, that must have been hard for Mary to take in. Verse 34, "How can this be? I am a virgin." Nowadays, pregnancy before marriage is something that happens frequently. But in those days, it was not tolerated. It brought great shame and disgrace on the family, and those found guilty could be persecuted. So Mary would have been well aware of this. So the vows that angel brought to her would have been a great shock to her. The news would have been a great shock to her. To take it in and process was quite a challenge. And what about Joseph? The angel had also been to tell him, and he too had to see the along with the startling news. He was a god. He was a good man, and was concerned about Mary's welfare. How could he protect her from other people would think? In verse 35, we have Mary's response to the surprise news. Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say." Then the angel went away. It would be very easy to skip over this verse, but let us take a closer look at it. Notice Mary's humility. "I am the servant of the Lord." She was not a celebrity, nor had any other important person in the working eyes. And she was an unknown young lady who showed humility and obedience. "Let this happen to me as you say." That was how Mary was moved to prayer. A very short prayer, but a lot in it. "I am the servant of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say." In spite of the startling, unexpected news of what other people might think, in Mary's expression, Mary expressed great humility, faith, and obedience. She intended to obey God's will, to trust and obey him. The angel had also told Mary that Elizabeth had conceived in her old age, and told Mary that news, and said, "God can do anything." The angel's unexpected arrival, and even more unexpected announcement, had moved Mary to prayer, expressing her willingness to obey God. When we pray, are we sincerely seeking God's will, or are we hoping that he will do what we want? We pray, "Your will be done," or "according to your will." But how sincerely do we mean those words? Or have we been wanting God to agree with what we want? We want him to endorse what we want. When I was a student, I got to know a girl called Rosemary. Rosemary had been called to be a missionary in overseas. Her prayer was, "Yes, God, I really do want to serve you working abroad, overseas, and tell people about you, and when you go anywhere you like, except India. I really don't want to go to India, so please don't send me there." Well, I expect you can guess where she went. India. Rosemary had not fully grasped, "according to your will," or "your will be done." And the story continues, verses 30 to 45. Mary visits Elizabeth. Mary wanted to share her amazing news with Elizabeth and to return Elizabeth's joy about her pregnancy. Elizabeth rejoiced at Mary's news, saying that her baby leapt in her womb. "When I heard your news, the baby inside me jumped for joy. You are blessed among women. You believed that what the Lord said to you would really happen." This proved to be the extra bit of assurance that Mary wanted. She knew that what the angel had said, had told her was true. There may be